Australia has a really good track record at driving down the smoking rate, with only about 15% of adults still lighting up. Among Indigenous people, though, the picture is less positive. 41% still smoke, and lung cancer deaths are increasing. A team of Australian National University researchers has been trying to figure out why. Stephen Smiley explains.
Southwest Sydney health worker Nathan Jones knows firsthand the prevalence of smoking in Indigenous communities.
My nan was more of a social smoker rather than ongoing, but I've got, you know, the uncles and all sorts of other people in my life that where they smoked a lot.
Now, the director of Aboriginal health at a hospital district in Liverpool, Nathan Jones, says smoking remains widespread in Indigenous families like his own.
Like a lot of the older people smoked, and it was just a social norm. Most people did. You know, a lot of that is to do with that history around, you know, like tobacco and how it was used for trade and as a form of currency and all of those sorts of things.
A paper being published today backs up that theory. Researchers at the Australian National University looked at the prevalence of smoking, lung cancer death rates and rates of cardiovascular disease in the Australian Indigenous population. They found the smoking rate is nearly three times higher than for the general population. Dr. Raymond Lovett is an epidemiologist and one of the authors, and says colonial era practices that lasted into the 1970s are to blame.
Tobacco was used right up until the recent past as payment for labour, and it was also part of the mission rations that were handed out. Obviously, that legacy has produced this really high smoking prevalence. We know very well from lots of international and domestic studies the association between lung cancer and smoking. So what we're seeing in the current assessment of the epidemic shows that cancer mortality, and in particular lung cancer mortality amongst the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, is on the increase.
But it's expected that increase in lung cancer deaths will reach a peak sometime in the next few years, because in the past two decades, Indigenous smoking rates have started to fall. The fall isn't across the board. In remote Indigenous communities, the adult smoking rate is still about one in two, while it's about two in five in cities. So right now, compared to the general population, there's a very big gap.
Smoking is considered the number one, the leading contributor to that gap in health.
Dr. Katie Thurber is a co-author of the ANU study.
We do see that lung cancer rates are continuing to increase, but that's reflecting smoking prevalence from a few years before. So we really need to celebrate the progress that we are seeing with smoking prevalence decreases and also the cardiovascular death decrease, understanding that the lung cancer rates are something that you expect to see based on historical prevalence.
Back in southwest Sydney, Nathan Jones is seeing positive signs too.
I think there's been some stuff in the past around it's been a bit of a rite of passage for younger people. I do think, though, there is a bit better understanding around some of that stuff. There's starting to be some shifts.
That's Nathan Jones, the Director of Aboriginal Health at the Southwestern Sydney Local Health District, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.